You're listening there to the streets in Caracas, Venezuela, where protests against the government of Nicolas Maduro are growing bigger and more violent. On Wednesday, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets in Caracas in what opposition leaders called the mother of all marches. Since the Supreme Court's decision to effectively strip the Venezuelan Congress of power 3 weeks ago, there have been six deaths, three of which happened yesterday, despite the fact that that decision by the courts was almost immediately overturned. Joining me now from Caracas is Anatoly Kermanayev. He's a Wall Street Journal reporter in Venezuela. Anatoly, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So we've been tracking the protests around the country and the unrest amid food shortages for many, many months. Why now? Why the escalation in protests that we're seeing?
Well, what triggered this was the government sort of ill-fated decision to try to dissolve completely the opposition-controlled Congress. Since December 2015, when the opposition won its biggest ever victory in 18 years, the government has been gradually chipping away at the Congress's powers. And for some reason, President Maduro decided that even that was too much an affront to his power. And his allied judges in the Supreme Court issued a ruling where it said that the Congress is now dissolved. And that was just a bit too much for most people here. That sort of triggered this pent-up anger with the economy, with food shortages, with the economic collapse, and definitely has put the opposition on the offensive. And we've been rocked by the protest almost daily here and for the last 3 weeks.
Nicolas Maduro and some of his spokesmen have blamed the unrest on CIA-backed elements within the country, basically blaming it on the United States. I mean, there is a long enough history of American meddling in Latin America and Venezuela. Certainly a lot of Venezuelans are primed to believe that it continues. Is there any evidence here that might be the case?
This is very common boogeyman for Venezuelan government. And keep in mind that the last time there was a coup against this government in 2002, the U.S. government was, if not actively involved, it was very much well aware of the planning and knew the coup was coming and condoned it. This time around, there isn't much evidence of U.S. involvement at all, really. First of all, they seem to learn their lesson of 2002. And second, it was just a feeling that you don't need, you know, when the country is so dysfunctional, so badly run, you don't really need, you know, some deep conspirational sort of actions here in order to achieve your goal. You know, the government is crumbling at the seams through its own actions, through its own inefficiency and capacity to run the economy, basically. So it's all pretty much homemade here in terms of a crisis.
So you're expecting protests to continue today, of course. What is the proximal goal here, Anatoly? What could happen? What concessions could be made, if there were any, by Nicolas Maduro and his government to get people to put down their sticks and rocks and give it another try here?
The opposition's goal is to force the government to negotiate, basically, to try to keep enough pressure on the government, to force enough dissent within the government, trigger enough international pressure that Maduro has to sit down and come up with a credible electoral agenda. There's presidential elections scheduled for next year. Maduro has made signs that he's not really interested in holding any elections. He's postponed pretty much every contest that was due in the country last year, from state governors down to student unions. And the idea is, if the opposition just stays in the string long enough, just, you know, throws enough rocks and sticks, eventually Maduro will have to sit down and compromise. There are some signs that he's beginning to offer concessions. He already promised elections for state governors. He's now calling again the opposition to sit down for dialogue. So it's a credible strategy, but, you know, the opposition has also run out of time, because people, they are tired, they're exhausted, they're scared of growing repression. It's not going to be that easy to just keep them on the streets day in, day out, and maintain the momentum.
Massive protests in Venezuela and on the streets of Caracas. Anatoly Kermanayev is there with the Wall Street Journal. Anatoly, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.